Widow's peak.
It's you know what? It's moving back. It's not just the sides now. The center's coming back.
It's starting to look like a Goonie golf.
I'd like to buy the ad space on your forehead.
I know, it's,
logo for the show up there.
It's
actually
growing.
You know, it really, you should put an 800 number up there.
It really is growing, and good for me because at least I still have hair.
First of all, have you? I've straightened it. Comb it straight down for the Mo Howard look. And then you'll never...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's like the old Caesar cut. Yeah, I just got to cut it real short and just go with that, you know.
But you got to have little bangs, though.
Yeah, well, my bang... I don't have bang. I have a bang.
Yeah.
I have one bang.
She bang, she bang.
Yeah.
Have your wife sing she bang, she bang while she cuts your hair?
It's not of any interest to me.
Straighten your hair and it'll be fine.
No, I'm not straightening my hair because then I'm going to look like some farm fucking dude. You know, it's trying to buy a tractor.
Yeah.
Anyway, welcome to the show, guys. Elgin David is out doing something.
Yeah.
So Peter Leonard, of course, oh, Mr. Reliable. You know, but Peter's here because Peter needs, he's unemployed at the moment. So
yeah,
we got to find him some work. So anybody needs a guy like Peter Leonard around the house, could you be like a handyman?
I'm a Jew, man.
Yeah.
You know, that's like, I told you, until I bought a house, I thought Black and Decker was a law firm.
My idea being handy is picking up the phone and calling somebody to do it.
Right. Somebody knocked on my door once when I bought it. I said, do you have a Phillips screwdriver? I said, I never borrow tools.
Yeah.
I don't know who Phillips is.
Any Scotch tape? No, but Polish records, plenty of them.
Oh, that's funny.
I never heard that joke. You never heard that joke?
Nope.
I think a teacher used that either in college or in high school sometime.
Scotch tape.
You got any Scotch tape? He goes, no, we got plenty of Polish records.
That's stupid, man. That is really funny.
Right? By the way, Max Docelli put something out on Facebook today.
He's
watching us on Facebook Live about old punchlines. And it's funny, the one he put on there, he goes, was a punchline Lenny Travis he always used as a street joke when he'd close a show.
Which was it?
When you upsell, when you get like the joke, but the idea is like, guy gets a job and he goes at a shoe store, he goes, you got to learn to upsell.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, okay. Right.
You need socks too?
Yeah, by the way, you know, if you're going to be a... if you buy tampons, seems like you have plenty of time. Maybe you should get the gas for the lawnmower.
Oh yeah, the boat. He buys. He's getting all this shit. Sells him a boat.
It's
tennis racket, boat, all of it.
Yeah,
you're gonna need 4 days.
You might as well buy a lawnmower.
Yeah, that's a good joke,
time to cut the grass.
Yeah.
So anyway.
But you know what's great, man? I have some loyal clients and loyal people I've been doing stuff for years. I just like to drop the name Air Around the Clock.
Yeah.
You know,
they're a longtime sponsor of your stuff.
Yeah, I've been writing their stuff. The only thing that I can't claim fame to is that brilliant billboard, Your Wife is Hot, Better Call Air Around the Clock. Everybody knows them by that fucking billboard. It's brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
But I wrote other shit, you know, Don't Sweat It, Forget It, and Call Air. You know, shit like that, the past, present, and future of air conditioning.
So now you're like a jingle writer almost.
Yeah, but I write all their radio stuff. And Mike was nice enough yesterday. I spent 4 hours down the street from you. You know where they are? They're on Coral Ridge Drive.
Yeah.
Like 41st.
Now, in all due honesty, I've reached out to them a few times with even your discount, and I still ended up finding someone better or qualified.
That's all right.
We're gonna give them a free plug. I'm gonna be honest with you, but
no, I'm sure that's fine, but that, you know, and there are smaller guys who
what I'm trying to say is next time I need something to help my air conditioner a little lower, otherwise you know what,
get well that's own. Okay, but no, but these, what I'm saying is that he had me write some new stuff for them. He has, you know, it's
right,
it's winter now, they've got a new service and all this other shit, so
good.
But they were nice to write me a check, keep me busy, And he said, you know, and if I could find, listen, years ago I had my media well done.
Hey, listen, when we did the when we did the thing over there at iHeart, they said they would hire you over there, over that radio station.
Yeah. I have a non-compete in Palm Beach I'm trying to get out of right now. I dropped a little bomb on my employer.
Is that how long is it?
Yeah, six, but I'm trying to get out. They made me sign it the day before I got released. So how do you do that? So that's, you know, there's got to be like a three-day. I'm supposed to have, when you sign a contract in anything, there's three-day.
Yeah, but it's already past those 3 days, isn't it?
No, but I filed way before. You know, I told them, you know, this shit won't bounce.
Non-compete, you know.
I got the best, the best fucking employment attorney. Not in South Florida.
And you're not going to give another shameless plug.
Florida. No, I won't tell you his name.
Peter's going to go back and say, hey, write me a check. I just talked to him.
No, but this guy, I mean, just, you know, he's gotten me out of three radio situations. And one, they had to write me a big check to walk away.
I remember when my old firm tried to give me a non-compete. They brought up the non-compete, and I laughed.
Yeah.
I'm like, you mean like my big Russian client that you guys took for me that I left? Will you give him that? Will you give that guy back? Mm-hmm. Or you want me to? Oh, okay, we're cool with it.
Yeah. Those are your people, not theirs.
Yeah.
That's it. I don't care what any sales job you tell me.
I would tell people.
Don't
fuck
with our clients.
People will call me.
I brought them
people
there.
Call me and they're like, hey, where you at? And I'm like, well, you can't work with me. You got to work with the schlep that, well, okay. Well, then you know what? I can't tell you.
We had that conversation. Exactly.
So, you know, fuck these companies.
I know.
Trying to wield their power and piss all over us.
And in the old days, they used to be able to, but this is right for work. Listen.
Right to work state.
Which means they have a right to fire you for anything. They can say, I don't like the color of your shirt today, and you're fired.
Yeah,
they
can anybody in Florida can fire you for any reason.
Right. It's just unbelievable.
I got fired one time from a firm because I had a goatee.
That's what I just was. Isn't that funny? Isn't that fucked up?
Yeah.
Oh, you played for the Yankees. That's right.
Yeah, exactly. Remember when I played with the remember with the designated hitter?
Do you know that there's no facial hair on the New York Yankees?
They can't. You know, they made that one guy that came from the Boston Red Sox, Damon.
Oh, Johnny Damon.
Johnny Damon, the make
who had that beard?
He used to have long hair and look like a rock star.
Right,
and then he went over and looked like an accountant at
Wade
H&R Block.
Wade Boggs with that long mustache.
Can't have it.
I couldn't believe it, man. But I'll tell you what, they're winners, baby. Now they got Giancarlo Stanton.
Yeah, the fucking Miami Marlins. Hey, by the way, we didn't talk about this yesterday in the show.
Why?
But what a fucking weekend we had of NFL playoff football.
Are you guys football fans? Now, any of you? You ever see 87 points scored in a fucking playoff game?
You know, like, all right, the first games, even the week before, right, even the wild card games were pretty good.
Well, Saturday was good too. I can't even, but Sunday overshadowed. I can't even remember who played Saturday because Sunday was so
killer. Well, the Patriots beat the shit out of the
Titans. Oh, yeah.
What's his name? Malarkey?
Mark Rippon.
No.
I don't know.
The guy who used to
Mike
coach.
Mike Malarkey.
No, what a name, Malarkey.
Yeah, he's
isn't
full
that,
of it.
Isn't that an expression? Like, you're full of malarkey. Yeah. Like, you're full of shit.
Right. So his name is shit.
His name is fucking Mike Shit.
You know where he was probably born? In a shithole.
He probably was.
Came out of a shithole.
I know. I love that. It's so funny.
Dude.
Listen, I think, and I don't want to get into this political thing, but
I do.
It is becoming more and more evident that the media have been played since day one of Donald Trump's presidency.
Absolutely.
His doctor came out and said he's fine, as fit as a fucking fiddle. And then these guys are like, hey, well, how can you tell? I'm the president for the doctor. And some schmuck who got a writing fucking school from Ball University is going to question the fucking president's doctor.
Exactly.
Well, how could you say? Shut the fuck.
Listen, Walter Reed Medical
Center.
Can we move on?
He's
Harvard
the fucking president.
Top
he's
fucking
gonna
people.
Do the things he wants to fucking do. And the fact that anybody sits and complains about it, get a fucking life.
It makes me laugh. You know what? Did you see that meme where they had him sitting at a chair across from Putin? And he says to Putin, he goes, want to bet that I can make CNN say shithole 20,000 times this weekend?
Yeah.
He goes, I'll bet you.
And even Ciro, you know, of course, a big Trump said it's classic.
It was great.
And you know, the thing was the hypocrisy. I love the people out there that are doing their homework, because this whole thing about the DACA and these illegals, everybody, they're calling him a racist. Meanwhile, Obama has been recorded on state of the addresses saying the same thing. Mm-hmm. Bill Clinton saying the same thing about illegals. They got to go back. We have to. This is just the way to structure. If we can't feed our poor, if we can't give proper medical and treatment to our veterans.
Right.
You know, our own fucking citizens and people. I don't care how many illegal immigrants you show in front of me that, oh, they're going home. There's phone. I sympathize with any fucking human heartache. But at the same time, when you in that same fathom, if you're gonna have a conversation like that, then throw in the conversation of how are we gonna feed our poor? How are we gonna educate the less? How are we gonna take money out of the fucking sky? Because it's the same goddamn scumbags that complain about this that think that money comes from fucking trees,
right,
and that somehow this is funded just by the goodness of God's soul.
Right. We could just print more money, and this way it'll pay for food stamps for this guy. And housing for this guy and Section 8.
Everybody thinks that, listen, just because of that.
Listen, did you hear about that Section 8 shit up here in fucking Parkland and Coral Springs? They just passed an ordinance that says, oh, we're going to put, these people don't need to, just because they're poor, they shouldn't live in a bad neighborhood. We're going to start putting them in nice neighborhoods. Section 8.
Yeah.
You know, Dennis.
Yeah.
You know, come on.
Yeah, fucking, you go home, you get back, and you somebody's got weeds in their front yard. Meanwhile, you just bring your property out. Listen, and that's all substance. All I'm saying is it comes down to bottom line and bottom sense. You had Obama, you had Clinton saying the same shit our current administration is saying about this illegal immigration.
Right.
I don't give a fuck. You know, I sympathize with every human being. But you know what? If 20 years have gone by and you haven't gotten your citizenship, that's not on. Why the fuck should I? You know what? I'm not going to wipe my ass for fucking 6 months.
Citizenship.
And then I'm going to expect everybody to be upset or feel bad for me because I'm dying of fuck. You know, I mean, you know what I'm saying? This is ridiculous.
It's not just citizenship. It's at least learn the goddamn language. If I see Creole signs, and if I see signs in fucking Spanish, no offense to anyone, but please, if you're here more than 5 years, stop watching Telemundo.
Listen, I don't want to get into language. But listen,
because
I don't give a fuck.
It's important.
You know what? I don't want. Because if I walk to somebody and they say, go, blah, 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 whatever, and I don't understand what the fuck they're saying, guess what? I'm not going to deal with that person.
No, but your tax dollars are helping pay for whatever.
Well, I don't give a shit. If that's what I'm saying. If they are not legal, and in Clinton was the video they showed, their money should not be going to illegals and support when other people aren't getting it. My father took 4 years to get disability insurance because he couldn't work on cars after his back surgery.
Right.
And I couldn't go to law school and all this kind of. My life was changed because the government couldn't give him, so they made him prove he was disabled.
Right.
Meanwhile, the guy could barely get up out of a fucking reclining chair, barely fix a car, and go under a car and change a transmission. But the government still was saying shit like, oh, well, you know, how do we know you're really,
you should
be able to do something else. You know what I'm saying?
I know, it's terrible.
And all this comes because there is a weight on the system. And you know what? While we're at it, fuck the immigrants. Thing we have to do, we have to find these people that are scamming the welfare system. You know, let's drug two and three
Social Security cards. And yeah, let's drug test these people.
Let's do it. Let's get everybody legit. Listen.
They're standing outside stores selling their food stamps so they can buy beer.
And lottery tickets.
And liquor and lottery tickets with their food stamp
money. I don't have sympathy for these people anymore. If you're not, this society needs help.
Yeah.
You know?
I need help. I'm white.
Perry Sack, do me a favor, buddy. Stop sending me fucking messages while I'm on my podcast.
Yeah, please. This is just
Jesus.
Ridiculous.
You know what
I'm
saying?
I can't stand any of you anymore.
What's up, Henry Pounders, by the way? Going to be at Akazi's Comedy Club in Newport News, Virginia, the 26th, whatever that weekend is, in Friday, Saturday. You're going to be out there. See what I'm saying? Anyway, Steve Marshall's still in a meeting. I'm not going to count on Steve showing up. I just want to let everybody know. So anyway, I just think it's funny. Enough. Let the world go around. There's a lot more things to worry about what the government's doing at this moment. Worry about yourself.
Yeah.
Worry about how you park your fucking car, you douchebags who don't know what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? I had a discussion with my sister-in-law the other day. You know, and everybody knows I'm paying my nephew's student loan bill.
Oh boy, don't!
I've been paying this fucking thing.
Here we go.
Right,
buckle up.
I've been paying this goddamn thing because I co-signed it. That's my fault. I get it. I'll own up to it. Right, but nobody in the family on the side, they never pay. They don't say, hey. Even then, you know what? It's $160 fucking dollars a month. You know, and if you can tell me that, and never maybe one every couple months, send me $40-$50 because you feel bad. You know, and then you have the nerve, the question. You don't even say thank you.
Spend a dollar on a thank you card. I was just going to say that. Go to the fucking store.
You know
spend
what?
A dollar
it would
and,
go,
and
be,
45 cent stamp.
It would be so nice.
Right.
If you said, hey, you know what? I feel so bad that every month you have to pay this thing because we're
thank God
we're
you're
ups.
The responsible one.
Thank
Dougie.
God like somebody
thank
in this
God
family
cared enough about the kid to pay his fuck, and then
I'm going against. I don't even want to talk to these. I don't even want to talk to my brother, especially my sister-in-law anymore. And she says, "Oh, your brother, one of my other brothers is sick." Listen, again, it's about smoking and it's COPD and this. I go, "What the fuck? You know, keep smoking them Marlboros.
Yeah,
keep fucking smoking. You know, if anybody out there, you know, if you all of a sudden get lung cancer and you try to like get a GoFundMe page, you've been smoking cigarettes for your whole fucking life. Go fuck yourself." Go sleep in that fucking bed of Marlboros,
right?
And live that fucking life.
My father used to smoke Raleighs, and they had those. They had a coupon on the back of them. You could save the coupons and save up for prizes that you get on out of a catalog. They didn't have you couldn't go online back then. They actually had catalogs,
right?
So in the meantime, I said, "What are you saving up these fucking things for? An iron lung? Did they have an iron lung in that catalog?"
Yeah.
He has three bags of cigarettes a day, and he ended up dying of prostate cancer.
Yeah, you should
be
putting out that money to your upcoming fucking copayment, out of pocket expenses.
He just died at 50 years old. I don't know why.
And that's what I'm saying. Like the healthcare in this country. Well, you know what? We're the fucking most shitty fucking first world nation when it comes to our health. Everybody's worried about getting free health insurance.
I'm going to move
Vietnam. You think that if you keep feeding these kids these fucking cheese pockets and these fucking things, that these little fatties, all these diabetes-ridden kids aren't going to cost this fucking country millions of dollars because parents didn't make the time to fucking cook a fucking scrambled egg?
Yeah. Listen, my friend had an emergency appendectomy on a trip to China.
Right.
Okay, he was there for like a month doing some work or something. Do you know that he went? They took him to the hospital, blah, 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 went by. 2 days in the hospital, gets out. Got a bill for $36.
Right.
$36, America. To have your appendectomy. I'm like thinking of going over there, and just to get my teeth cleaned or some shit.
People do that. People leave this. They go to South America. They go get dental work.
Their companies.
It costs less for the flight. Mm-hmm. You spend a few hundred dollars on a flight in a hotel for a couple of days, and you go there, and it costs you like, $50 for the fucking,
Right, but you end up with three boobs and not two.
Yeah.
Now, sometimes those things, you got to really check out the doctors.
Yeah, I got more hair on my chest. Right. What's the problem? Well, it's all around my big titties now.
It goes down to my, how far does it go down? All the way to my balls.
Yeah, that's what a woman says, right?
Right.
Remember that old joke? Yeah. Talking about old jokes?
Yeah.
I didn't want to get surgery, so I asked him, I went to a doctor, and gave me this cream. I've been rubbing this cream on me.
Right.
And after about a few months, I go back, doctor. This doesn't seem to be working. Well, what's the problem? Are your boobs getting any bigger? No, but I've got hair on my chest. Well,
hair on your chest. How far down does it go?
How far down does it go? All the way down to my cock. And that's another thing I want to tell you about. Old joke night here. Yeah. The Wake Up Dougie Show.
You guys having a good time out there yet?
Good.
I know I am.
So we talked about that. Here's something I want to talk about. Mm. Talk about phonies. Mm. I'm in this business of stand-up comedy. I'm busting my ass to try to, And right now, my stage of comedy, I'm trying to do is become relevant.
Yeah.
You guys are watching on the show. Share it. Hopefully, all five of you share this with your friends. Say, hey, here's a funny guy. Has a fucking talk show.
I'm trying to be.
What do you want to do? You want to watch The View?
Some view over here.
Look at this view of my widow's peak. I seem to have grown hair back in between the start of the show.
Did you say relevant or an elephant? I didn't hear what you said.
I don't know. All right. So let's talk about something. We talked yesterday about Aziz Ansari, the comic who got, he's getting kind of a rough deal. The girl, consensual sex that the girl had buyer's remorse on, and now she's trying to rip him down the fucking toilet.
Here's a telltale sign. The telltale sign will be if there's a snowball effect, and all of a sudden, now there's a second, and a third, and somebody else. So you got to wait a week.
See what happens with this guy.
Right, because I'd give him the benefit of the doubt right now, but then the second that fucking second girl comes out.
You think he's calling all these girls, hey, man,
don't say anything.
You have a fucking
doubt. Hey, what's
your
mailing address? Will you take a personal check?
I'll buy you a new fucking Gucci bag.
Yeah. How about a nice, what kind of car, what kind of Benz did you want?
Yeah.
Well, listen, they got Trump on. I watched something this morning. NBC
about a porn
News.
Star?
Yeah, about Trump with his 125.
Do you buy it?
Huh?
Do you buy that story?
Nah.
So,
listen, so what?
A porn star.
He wasn't the president. Then who cares? He was a TV guy. He was a
So that's when it's supposedly he had the affair with the porn star back in
2006.
He was married to Melania then?
The first year they were married.
Yeah.
Supposedly she knew about it. Listen, if she didn't say, you know what?
You don't think Melania is banging some guys on the side?
Pool guy.
Yeah, she's
having
her fun.
He's banging half the fucking staff. She's in the kitchen.
Trump's like, it's okay, just do it and don't do it in front of me.
Right. There's some Senegalese pastry chef who's fucking got a 10-inch cock.
I bring her the sausage.
Bending her over in in the pantry at the White House.
Who gives a shit? You know, that's the point,
who
right?
cares? Kennedy did it. They all did it.
They're all, you know what I mean?
And Clinton got caught with a fucking...
Listen,
and they left him in office. They're busting Trump's balls, and nobody brings
if
up
If Hillary
Clinton
was a fucking president, she'd probably be the only one who didn't fuck around, because who the fuck would fuck Hillary?
Oprah.
That may be. Any rate, so listen, this guy Ed Sheeran, he's been big, you know. This guy, he's like, he writes all these albums. I
can't stand red-haired men.
All right, well, I don't...
David Caruso.
Well, that stupid look.
Yeah.
So, all right, so, you know what I'm saying? So here's a guy who's gotten big, he's made a lot of money, oh my God, he's a writing sensation, he's so unique.
Women love him.
And they love him, and it turns out he's a fucking hack.
Well, he's a thief.
He's a hack. He as a comic, is a hack to stealing jokes. This guy is a fucking thief.
Yeah.
And he keeps, I didn't know it was one of the songs. You know, well, why don't you ask somebody who's a little older that may know that fucking tune?
Right.
Because when I've been hearing this guy's song, I can't stand it. Because they overplayed it, first of all, in radio stations. And thank God I listen to Sirius Satellite Radio, because I just listen to my own rock. None of the stations I listen to on Sirius plays Ed Sheeran.
No, shit.
You know what I'm saying? So sometimes when in my office, they play the local, you know, and they hear that, you know.
I call it.
Your body, I want your body, you know.
I call it clit rock.
Clit rock.
Right.
Clit Ed rock. Sheeran's plagiarism problems are getting worse. Latest one exposed, Faith Hill and Tim McGraw. This guy is known for stealing music. You remember TLC's I Don't Want to Scrub, No Scrubs, the song No Scrubs, TLC?
Yeah.
You know, the girl used to wear the condom in her eye. She died, I think.
Lisa
Lopes. She should have put the condom on the guy's penis. Dude, maybe she'd have lived longer.
That's the one who set fire to what's-his-name's mansion in that lately.
Oh, really?
Atlanta Falcon fucking. Oh, yeah. Right? Remember that?
Yeah.
She set fire to his mansion, burned it down to the ground.
What a miserable woman. But it says here that they had that actually add to that song. The song that he had was Shape of You.
Uh-huh.
Right? The Shape of You. He had to add TLC to the writing credit of those songs because he realized, it's the same fucking chord progression. It's a complete same song, just changing the words.
Yeah.
You know, so they had to add him. Now, the next thing is The Rest of Our Life, which has which gave the country a superstar.
Wait a minute. You said they added him. What do you mean you added?
They
added the songwriting credit?
To TLC.
Well, let me ask you a question. See, here's the funny thing. Why the fuck did George Harrison have to write a huge check?
Right.
To the, you know, to the Chiffons. He's so fine, right? With My Sweet Lord, right? Right? He had to write a check. He didn't just add their name to the writing credits.
Well, it's probably better to write the check, because now the proceeds from the write and the money from the song, maybe you write a check, it's done. But you have to add, now they get a writing credit.
The
now the publishing.
They get a royalty. A portion
of
it.
It's an ongoing fucking legacy provision.
Right.
But if this guy keeps turning out to be a hack, his song's going to die.
Yeah. Well, you know what? This and who's that comedian? The chick. You know, what's her name? Amy Schumer. Okay, but
what's happened to her lately?
Right, has her popularity waned?
Yeah, I haven't, she's still a lot of people in the comedy world love her.
Right.
You know, especially the ones that she's helped with.
Is she making a movie now? Is she still...
No, that last movie she did with her Goldie Hawn was so fucking bad.
Right.
I told you it was Snatched or something like that.
Yeah.
My wife, my daughter, when it was my Mother's Day, they took us, let's go watch Snatched. You should like it. It's a comedian, Amy Schumer. I'm like, great. The fucking worst movie I've seen in years.
Right.
Horrible.
Right. Yeah, another chick flick.
So, at any rate, so...
Cliff flick.
This guy, again.
Yeah.
You know, he's not getting... No one's accusing him of, forcing his penis down some chick's mouth.
Not yet.
Well, if it's...
Probably some guy.
Yeah.
If I wouldn't be surprised if... what's his name? You know, the first guy, the gay guy who got accused... You know, what's his name?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, the actor.
I don't follow gay stories like you.
No, the actor. They just had to reshoot all the scenes and shit.
John Call, we're in Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida.
Hi, John.
Where we broadcast Monday, Tuesday, and sometimes Wednesdays.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, Ed Sheeran is a hack. Just want to say that to everybody.
Yeah. I don't... You know, I don't listen to... pop
no
music.
I hate pop music.
I'm way too old.
It's the worst.
It's I don't like pop.
Who the fuck
I never
listens
liked
to
pop
music?
Dude, I worked 30 years. I worked whatever. I used to work at Y100. I hated it. I couldn't stand the music.
Right.
You know,
Y100.
Oh god, I can't stand fucking pop music.
Ah,
that's not for guys, straight guys. No, I don't think so. You straight? Any straight guys listen to pop?
Does anybody listen to rock anymore? Anybody under 30 listen to rock and roll?
Yeah, rock. Oh, listen, what's her name for the Cranberries?
Yeah, that's that was sad. That was sad.
She got food poisoning.
Is it?
I'm just kidding. For Cranberries, I don't know. Too many Cranberries. How the fuck do I know?
Yeah.
She died of, like, you know, protein.
She was only 46?
46, yeah. They didn't say what...
They said whatever she died from was not of a suspicious nature.
Well, I'm not sure, and I'll tell you why. A couple of years ago or a year ago, she was escorted off an airplane.
Right.
For having a bipolar episode. It finally came out that she had some mental illnesses, et cetera. Whatever. And they canceled the tour. She was sick a little while ago.
Right.
They canceled it. The tour, well, now the tour is really canceled.
Yeah, there's no...
But, and they found her in a hotel room. You know, that kind of shit always scares me.
Yeah, like somebody's...
Or suicide.
Listen, a lot of people, as I mentioned, I had a close friend, her son, only in his 30s, committed suicide this weekend. It was incredible, unbelievable, you know, what? You know what I mean? You hear something
like that.
It's
horrible.
Now, here's the thing. A lot of people are depressed, and here's... I'm going to tell you, a lot of people are depressed because they're on Facebook all the time. You know, the Facebook is a leading cause of depression.
I got to get off it immediately.
Get off. Listen, I'm telling you right
now. Hang up.
Facebook is a big pile of shit. You know, enough of people's opinions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what I'm hoping is we have a trend here where people realize that, you know what, we need to shut up a little bit. Like, in other words, like, sometimes people learn they talk too much.
Right.
Like, when I met my wife, she used to say that, you know, you're very open, you're very honest about shit. Mm-hmm. You need to learn to shut your fucking mouth every once in a while.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right? You know, and I learned that. I'm like, you know, there's moments I would just go, I'll hold this one back. Right. And, you know, so sometimes being outspoken is never a good thing. You know, it's respectful in the fact that you don't have to worry. That's why when somebody says, hey, you're talking shit, I'm like, I talk shit all the time.
Yeah,
you know,
I've gotten in some.
You know what I mean?
So it's her comeback to bite me.
Too. Yeah. So you got to learn to, like, look. I don't want to express your opinion. You know, like this whole political thing, back and forth, people back and forth. I just unfollow people now.
Yeah.
The minute I see a majority of just these political posts,
mm-hmm.
you know, just ongoing on, and I'm on both sides, mind you. I'm not just on. You know, that's all people have to do is comment on it.
Right.
Enough.
But here's the shame. The shame is that I was friends with a lot of the people that I have now unfriended before.
Right.
You know, whether I met them on Facebook, whatever,
right.
And I thought they were funny, or I thought they had something to say,
and right.
I thought they were
cute.
And
then they got political.
Right. Then this whole election thing comes, and people get, you know, and apparently, like, before the election, like that Thanksgiving, there were more family breakups and more
right.
on Thanksgiving for
yeah,
people.
Yeah, like less people showing up.
Arguing over
right.
fucking politics. When you're supposed yeah. to be celebrating,
the Dow Jones at 26,000 points. The consumer sentiment's never been higher.
Unemployment's
at its lowest level, and
correct.
Importantly, the minority unemployment level is at its lowest level in over 30 years. Martin Luther King's daughter.
Well, there's 600 more McDonald's also.
Martin Luther King's daughter came out actually today.
She came out?
Wow. No, not came out. She was on a show.
Oh, I see.
And she basically said she's proud.
Right.
Of what's happening in that, you know, her father be happy in that.
He had a dream,
know,
dude.
You know, here, you know, unemployment with amongst blacks is the lowest level. There's people paying bonuses.
Right.
There's people increasing their minimum pay structure just based on the new tax law, which has been poo-pooed by all the, you know, everybody in the middle class. Again, here's the thing. These fucking liberals keep saying, hey, the middle class is getting fucked. Yeah, because they're listening to you. Okay. Middle class, what they define as the middle class is the middle class. People making $50,000, $60,000 a year, or two or three people, that's not the fucking middle class. That's the lower class. You understand what I'm saying? Middle class is $80,000 to $150,000 up to $200,000.
You're completely crazy.
I'm telling you, that's middle class.
You're out of your mind.
No, I'm not.
The middle class is $35,000 to $60,000.
That's
$75,000.
That for per person, Peter Leonard. Per person.
Okay, per household, maybe now, okay,
well, per household, you take two people, that's $120,000 a year, making $50,000, $60,000 a year.
But that's, and that's...
And that's what I'm trying to say. If you have, the people that keep the hoople heads that keep talking about, oh, the rich and the 1%, those fucks, these people don't even pay taxes. If you make $60,000, $70,000 a year, a husband and wife and a daughter or a kid or whatever, you're not even paying taxes.
Yes, you are.
You're not fucking paying taxes. You're barely in an 8% average tax bracket because between all the standard deductions, if they have to actually have a house, they go from $80,000 gross adjusted income down to $30,000 a year, which guess what is taxed at an average tax bracket about 8 to 12%, because the 80% of 60% of that money is in a 15% tax bracket anyway. You know, so it's just the fucking the bewilderment of these people that the nerve that complain about shit, and you're not even fucking adding to anything. You know what people that make $50,000 a year to contribute to the economy? Dick, okay? They don't contribute dick. You have to make over $80,000 to $100,000 per person to be contributing. What do I mean by that? You go to a restaurant once
consumer,
or twice a week.
A consumer.
You go spend consumer. Money at a store. You right. buy things. You go to fucking Starbucks and buy shit.
Buy a car
you know,
every
you
years.
Buy a car every couple of years. You don't drive that same rusty piece of shit you've been fucking lingering on for the last 40 fucking years.
Earl Scheib.
Do you know what I'm saying? So let's get real, people. If you want immigrants and illegals to fucking stay here, fine. Let them stay with you. Let them stay at your fucking house.
Let them sleep on your couch.
You let them hang in. If you love them so much, let them stay with you.
Yeah.
Don't put them on the fucking the tax docket of the American fucking citizen.
We don't want you.
Oh, that's so mean. Go fuck yourself.
So tired of it.
If American citizen falls and breaks their break and they can't fucking get a job, I want that person to get assistance. I want that person to get assistance because they had a bad break. I want to make sure they're okay. Not somebody who didn't decide to take care of their citizenship for the last fucking 40 years. This is the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. Peter Lenders here.
Hey, everybody.
And we'll be back with Straight from the Headlines right after this.
Hey, this is Steve Marshall, and you're listening to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. And if there's anybody who likes to wake up late, it's me.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
And now, for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight from the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Yeah, welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show, and it's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from around the world and make fun of them. Japanese city uses an emergency alert system for fugu recall. You know what fugu is, right, Peter?
Fugu?
Yeah.
No, I don't. From underground gourmet, you're eating about.
It's the blowfish.
Oh, the fugu. Oh, of course, the poisonous blowfish.
Oh, of course.
From Japan.
Yeah.
Oh, there's some shit going on right there. Tell us about the story.
Well, all right. We know how in Hawaii they use the emergency alert system to tell people that a missile is coming. Scared the shit out of them this week. But like y'all, most of I tell our listeners, they live in Hawaii. Who gives a fuck?
Right.
They live in Hawaii. They're in paradise. They have one day of fucking hell and trauma. Ooh. Right? Yeah, Japanese city uses emergency alert system for a fugu recall. Tokyo, a city in central Japan, used its emergency loudspeaker system in an attempt to recall four packages of blowfish after discovering a fifth one contained the potentially deadly liver.
Hey, are you a fucking buy a blowfish? Come and bring it back.
Yeah.
You can die.
Yeah.
No one has died. The fish known as fugu is an expensive winter delicacy, but requires a license to prepare it because of the dangers of mishandling it. It causes liver, and it's most, the fugu's liver is mostly toxic and banned. Yeah, don't cut the liver open.
Ugh.
Right? You got to have a guy who has a nice Ginsu knife.
Why would you even want to eat a fish like that, man? I mean,
why take the chance? How good could that fucking... you know what I'm saying?
I'm sorry. You know what? I'll have the lobster.
It's like going down on Kathleen Zeta-Jones. I mean, as pretty as she is, you really want to get that lump in your throat?
Yeah, I don't know, man. What, her cock, you mean? What lump?
No one has died. The fish unknown says here, but regional health officials said Tuesday that a supermarket in Gangamorgi sold five packages of assorted blowfish meat. One guy didn't buy it for the meat. He just thought he was buying some sort of...
Get blown. He's fucking it.
Yeah. Oh, look, I take his home. Requires a lot...
Do they have spines? They have those big spines on them, right? Are those the spine fish? Those blowfish?
Yeah. Yeah, and their mouths are pretty nasty.
They have... Listen, the blowfish that were in Long Island when I was growing up, they had blowfish up there. They weren't the Japanese poisonous blowfish. It was chicken of the sea. You could actually catch these and eat them. They had a tiny, thin, white piece of delicious fillet in them.
Mm-hmm.
But they were the spiny fish that you had to, when you caught them, for defensive mechanism, they blow up.
Yeah.
So they're sharp as fuck. Well, I used to take, paper and shove it in their mouth and throw them up in the air. They hit the water, go, you know, because, and it's funny because you see them deflate.
That's funny.
Yeah, it was really funny. But we'd keep them, and as long as you wore a glove or something, you could, you know, fillet them and shit. But God, wow. Yeah, man, you could get cut up really badly. But these the ones where you can die. I mean, let's just eat some.
Just go get some salmon.
Tomain or something.
Yeah, go get some snapper. What the fuck?
Right. I don't need to
eat. Can I imagine if you're going to somebody's house and, hey, I'm going to make some fugu. Oh, fuck you. I ain't eating that.
Yeah, I'd rather have.
What are you, like chef, fucking Iron Chef now?
I'll have the FOMO.
Yeah.
I'll miss out on that motherfucker, man.
Now, I don't know if you guys heard the story. This is just nuts.
What is it?
I mean, you talk about fucking hoople heads, and you talk about these people on Facebook that don't know what they're talking about.
What are they talking about?
But then you have these families like this, the Turpin family.
The Turpins?
Did you hear about the Turpins?
Not this time. The Turpin times. No, I didn't.
It was a different Turpin time.
Right. No, what happened to them?
All right. First of all, they don't know how to use condoms or birth control. They have 13 kids.
This is the sixth story.
Right?
Yeah, go ahead.
13 emancipated children found shackled in beds in squalid home in California.
Yeah. Shackled. How do you shackle 13 kids together?
Come here, Billy. Give me that lock around your ankle. I'm going to
Nose ring. A nose ring. A big nose. They pierce their kids' noses like Ferdinand the Bull. Yeah. They run the fucking... They run a zip tie.
California authorities say they have rescued more than a dozen starving, filthy young people who were chained inside their parents' home in Paris.
You know how old the oldest one was?
17.
Nope.
Oh.
You'll keep reading. It's a shocker.
One of the captives, a 17-year-old girl, escaped over the weekend and notified the sheriff's department.
They were
being held captive inside the residence by their parents. Some of them bound in chains and padlocks. Those are the padlocks. Those are the ones who try to get away.
Surrounded by feces and urine.
Teenager was only 10 years old. They confronted a horrific scene at her home. They revealed that the children shackled to their beds with chains and padlocks in dark and foul-smelling surroundings. But the parents were unable to immediately provide a logical reason.
Well, New Jersey?
Could there be a fucking logical reason?
Yeah.
All the kids are possessed by the devil? That would be it?
They misbehaved.
Yeah.
They told them to be home by 10 o'clock, and they didn't come.
Yeah. They kept leaving the refrigerator open.
Right. The lights, they wouldn't turn a light off. They left the drawers open.
They left the water running.
The cabinets. They wouldn't do their laundry.
They didn't shut the TV off at night. The victims appeared to be malnourished and very dirty. Not all of them were children. Of the 13 victims, 7 were children between the age of 18 and 29.
Thank you. How does a 29-year-old not fight off a parent?
Right.
You got, well, when you're that hungry, maybe. When you don't have any food. When you weigh 89 pounds, you're 29, you weigh...
I would hit you if I could clench my fist.
106.
Yeah.
You look like this. You see this? This is what the 29-year-old looked like.
Oh. He had a part-time job over at the Macy's as a fucking hanger.
Right.
Wow.
Can you imagine that?
The kids didn't come out very often, neighbors told the news. None knew exactly how many children were in the house.
When they came out, they only did road work.
Yeah.
like a chain gang. California. They wondered why the neighborhood looked so nice. Their yard looked so nice.
California records indicate that David Turpin received a state approval to open a private school, the Sandcastle Day School, which reportedly operated from the family home, according to the CNN. So this guy brought people in to take care of, and then never... it's a lifelong program. They're staying with us.
Were they his own? They were their own children, they said, or no?
No, there was just... he opened up a day school.
Yeah, I know, but... who
representative for the California Department of Education did not immediately respond, blah, blah, blah. Mm. Turpins had been moved into the Paris home. The attorney who represented the couple... Boy, what a job this guy's got.
Oh, you're not kidding.
Ivan Tranan told the news that there was nothing out of the ordinary about the couple, who did not seem distressed about the bankruptcy and appeared to dote on their 13 children, even showing Mr. Tan pictures on a family trip to Disneyland. But they were in cages at the time. And the fact the family had taken several family trips, they took the kids to Disney World once 3 years ago.
Right.
Who cares that he's sleeping in his own shit?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Listen, you go to Disney World once, you got to sleep and shit for a couple months.
No one wanted to go on the roller coaster next to these kids.
Nobody.
Right?
We had the great things about taking these kids to fucking Disney World, the line just opens up.
Right.
We wanted to call them Moses, all these kids.
Yeah. Jesus, God almighty.
I mean, how does it, it's just to me, like you said, how does something like this just go on? How does this happen? How does this continue to happen?
If you're born, there's records of you being born. When you don't go to school... were they sending them to school? You've got to understand that the school board... Oh, no, we're homeschooling our children.
Yeah. Billy, what's 3 plus 5? 8. Very good, Billy. Now, make sure you get the car home early.
And he was 29, right?
Exactly.
Jesus
Christ. I found this story to be pretty interesting.
Mm.
I like to floss. Yeah. I'm a flosser.
Right.
You know, because I got crowns, I got all this work down, and when I eat, I can't help it. If I didn't floss, I would end up, you know.
Back at the dentist.
I'd be sitting there trying to use my tongue all night.
I hate that.
You ever get in that thing?
Well,
you can go get floss, but mm-hmm. you'd rather sit there with your tongue and try to maneuver a chunk of chicken out between your teeth.
Mm.
You know, I got this. I don't need to go get floss.
Right.
And then you start doing that, and you start thinking, then all of a sudden, I got floss.
That's why I was so pissed off when women started waxing and shaving their pussy. You couldn't, you know, floss it.
Yeah, that was an extra way to kind of think something on the side.
Flossing is easy.
I don't know if you guys know this, but an ancient Mexican civilization nearly wiped out by something stuck in their teeth.
Yeah.
New
a
DNA.
Gun.
Yeah.
A gun.
Yeah. A fucking meteorite.
Yeah.
Researchers believe that they have identified a likely cause for 16th century epidemic that decimated a group of indigenous Mesoamerican people known as the Mixtec, and it's related to the bug that might give you food poisoning after a bad barbecue.
Wow. You're kidding me.
Researchers found back in 2004, exhumed several bodies from the more than 800 buried in mass graves near Churchyard Cemetery in Uganda from a strain of salmonella turned up in the remains of the people who died during this epidemic.
Wow. They had a Sonny's barbecue.
You get
back
the
then?
Chicken out of mouth. No, I like it. Keep save it for later.
Yeah, but it looks pink and bloody.
Yeah.
Did
it's
you cook
moving.
It? Cook it. What is cooking?
Cook it.
What is cooking?
Yeah.
What is fire?
Who's got time?
Right.
End of world is coming.
They should have used the feathers for floss.
Yeah.
You know that end of that feather. Instead, they're busy trying to write with ink, dipping the fucking. You know, take the feather. A quill and floss with the fucking
during thing. This epidemic called the Cocolitzli or pestilence. Up to 90% of the population in central Mexico and Guatemala were killed.
Oy.
This was hugely devastating epidemic, Christian Brothers said. One of the lead authors of the paper and a physical anthropologist at the Max Planck Institute of Science of the Science of Human History.
Max Planck, yeah. Famous.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's big, Max Planck.
Is it?
Yep.
Never heard of it.
Max Planck is a very, very well-known research institute.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Stop bullshitting.
I'm not kidding, man. They do a ton of research.
Right. Well, good. Finding out that, learn from the ancient Mixtecs, which in Spanish means bigger mistake. Mixtecs.
Yeah, Mixtecs, yeah.
We Mixtec with the shit in our teeth.
Can you imagine that you just... Now, I have a roommate in college. This is terrible. He actually died in dentist chair. He was having a root canal.
Right.
And he had a heart attack at 26 years old in a dentist fucking chair and died. But can you imagine just your teeth, you know, give you some disease? They say teeth can cause a heart attack.
Well, didn't you have a problem? Like, in other words, if you get an infection in your gums, it can get septic. And
correct.
All of a sudden, it goes right to your brain. It's right there.
Uh-huh.
You can't fuck with your teeth. Your teeth are some of the most permanent, important things in your mouth.
And here's the funny thing. Your teeth and your eyes are two of the most important things. If I have an eye disease, they're not covered by insurance.
Hmm.
Either one.
No, teeth, dental and eyes.
They're not part of your body. Oh, what do you mean, your
even
eyes?
Those doctors, even dentists don't get the same, you're a dentist. You're not really a doctor. Oh, you're an ophthalmologist. You're not really a doctor.
No, I got a retinal eye specialist I'm seeing again Friday. I got to read a serious shit.
Hey, here's a story. We talked about this yesterday on the show about the government listening in on this. And, Ethan was like, I don't think that's right. Meanwhile, people are putting these fucking Amazon Echoes and these things in their house that they talk to and that listen to everything.
Yeah.
They're worried about the government listening, but they don't mind Jeff Bezos, that fucking Illuminati cocksucker.
Mm-hmm.
They don't mind him. You know, listening to everybody. You know, in England now, this is amazing. Amazon's creepy plan to put camera and microphone in every bedroom with launch of its 120-pound Eco Spot smart alarm. This is 120 pounds, like dollar value in England.
Yeah.
And it's also in certain test areas in the United States.
And what
who the fuck
thing?
Would agree to get an Amazon camera in your bedroom pointing at your bed?
Well, can it point away from the bed?
No.
Why
would they do that? Why would you be in the bedroom?
Somebody breaks in.
Amazon wants to put a camera and microphone in your bedroom with the UK launch of its latest Echo home device.
Yeah. Well, they're very...
It's called the Perv.
Have you ever watched TV over there in England? It's very boring.
camera on the 119-pound, $129 US, Echo Spot, which doubles as a smart alarm, will probably be facing directly at the user's bed. The device, which already is available in the U.S., has such sophisticated microphones, it can hear people talking from across the room, even if music is playing.
Wow. That's you know, Big Brother.
However, there remain privacy concerns, you think, using such a device in the home.
Mm-hmm.
It's the latest addition to Tech Giant's family devices and is usually powered by virtual assistant Alexa. Alexa, can you tell me if I'm being spied on now?
Alexa, how big does my cock look on camera?
Hey, Alexa, is it okay if one of my nuts are hanging lower than the other?
Right.
Although this camera on the Echo Spot is primarily used to facilitate video calling, it could be hacked and used for malicious purposes.
Yeah, they're putting it in Harvey Weinstein's house first.
Yeah. Harvey's got
it. Yeah, Harvey's got one, and Bill Cosby's
fraudsters
got
could
one.
Then use the live audio to feed to collect sensitive information like, oh, honey, what's our password to our ATM card?
Yeah.
The device is smaller than most, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, put that shit in your fucking house. Go ahead.
I wonder how big it is. It's probably, you know.
It could be like, they're like little hockey pucks. They're like these little things you put in your house. What temperature is it outside? Alexa, I don't know. Why don't you go outside, fat fuck, and check yourself?
Now, here's the thing. It'd be good if you had a teenage daughter and you put it in a room somewhere.
I want to watch my teenage daughter banging the fucking the
you
quarterback
watch,
of the high school.
You just want to make sure that she's not.
I don't listen. Any parent's crazy, you know, if they don't think their teenager, especially if they're attractive and stuff, isn't getting banged.
Mm.
If you have a 13-year-old daughter right now and she's attractive, somebody in her school is banging her.
Uh-oh. That's
understand
she's,
that.
Oh, she's blowing someone.
One way or the other.
Yeah, she's getting a blowjob.
Your daughter's not sitting there going, no, otherwise she's going to be ostracized by all the other whores.
Right.
I don't know why men treat us like this. Gobble, gobble, gobble. Yeah, so sign up for Amazon. Let them fucking sit in on you.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, listen, like I told Ethan yesterday, I don't mind if the government listens to my shit. If I give a shit about what I wouldn't have this fucking podcast.
Right.
What am I holding back?
Right, right.
I'm not speaking my mind.
I have nothing to do with him. If you're watching FBI.
Whatever.
OK. I just do this. We're not friends. I just do this.
Oh, that's nice of you, Peter Leonard. The guy who always asked me, oh, good friend. Oh, good friend. Yeah. Oh, he's a good friend.
My good friend.
Did you ever have Thanksgiving dinner with him? Yeah. All right.
That's funny. What else you got?
Oakland supermarket clerk fired after stopping a shoplifter.
That's not right.
Well, I mentioned this before. When I used to work at the bank, it was the bank's policy to never stop a bank robber. Otherwise, you would get fired.
Really?
Because you're basically putting people at risk.
In jeopardy.
Stop it. I'll grab him. Next thing you know, he pulls out a gun and shoots everybody in the fucking lobby.
Not good.
Guess who's responsible?
You.
Me.
The bank. The bank, really.
The bank. Yeah, they're not going to sue me. They're going to sue the bank.
Mm.
The entire bank.
Mm-mm.
Right?
I wonder if you can do that. If you can sue
of course
the bank.
You can. When somebody works at a company that's at fault for the death of somebody, you know, fucking, you know. Wrongful death?
I think it's in the, maybe wrongful
you got,
death.
Of course, it's
could
wrongful
be.
Death.
Wrongful
the
death
actions, be. That's why a lot of banks don't put security guards anymore. Remember when banks used to have security guards? A lot of banks didn't have the hoople-headed security guard pulls out his gun, people get shot. Guess who they, you know, they're going to sue the security company, then they're going to sue the bank who hired the insurance company.
Attica! I watched Dog Day Afternoon the other night.
Oakland supermarket clerk fired for trying to stop shoplifter. A community is rallying around an East Bay grocery store clerk who got fired for trying to stop a crime.
Well, the guy was trying to shoplift his wallet. That's what happened.
People can't understand why trying to do the right thing got him canned. You know why? Because those people don't work for companies that have these policy. And that's just another moment where you don't know what you don't know. How could they do this? Well, it's a fucking policy.
Right.
He made a decision. Here's one of those moments where you got to feel bad for the guy. Just lost his job. But guess what?
Mm-hmm.
He made a fucking decision.
Yep.
In life as grown-ups, you make decisions. You got to deal with the consequences unless you live in a liberal household or fucking try to vote for Bernie Sanders.
Yeah. And now he's blacklisted from all the other grocery stores.
Yeah. They don't want that fucking who superhero coming in.
Right. It's fucking stupid. He could have gotten killed. What happened?
Well, when the resident of Oakland, found out a beloved lucky, they all know him as Tang.
Tang.
Yeah, I'm guessing he's Asian.
Well, I was going to say either that or a drink.
He's not for breakfast anymore.
Yeah.
They all know him for his first name Tang. He was rewarded. His reward was getting fired from his job. I thought it was appalling, said Diane Norian, who lives in Montclair. He followed the man out of the store and was spit on. Well, he followed the guy. Indeed, Tang was spit on by the shoplifter and then fired by his company. Lucky said its corporate policy is that the employees do not physically engage with customers.
Hmm. So the customer is robbing your store.
Yeah.
Is that a good company?
Yeah, well, you would
think. Is he welcome back?
Yeah. We fired that guy, but you're welcome to come back and shoplift anytime.
Please, come right back. We have mustard on sale next week.
Nobody likes a vigilante, right? Hmm. The only people that like vigilantes are the people they save.
Hollywood.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
Charles Bronson.
Yeah, the Death Wish. I ran into somebody that never saw that movie Death Wish. Go rent Death Wish.
Yeah.
Don't worry about all the ones after. Just go rent the first one.
Yeah, that's all.
That's all you need. The rest are just stupid.
Right.
Remember the scene? His daughter gets raped.
Yeah.
The guy paints a swastika on her ass while he's banging her.
Mm.
I haven't seen that movie in years.
But I remember that
scene.
I'll bet you do.
And you remember that when he's chasing the guy through Central Park?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
What a great movie,
What a fucking badass, Charles Bronson.
I went to see the Broadway show Barnum when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I was about maybe 14, 15. And Charles Bronson and Jill Ireland is deceased. Well, he's dead now, too, I guess. Is he dead? He passed away.
Charles Bronson, I think, yeah, not too long ago.
Jill Ireland, who's this gorgeous, beautiful actress, wife, they were sitting right in front of us.
Right.
And he was just so fucking macho, dude, just sitting there with that.
He's a badass.
He was...
Right?
Just badass, no shit, man.
Yeah, well, if you haven't seen Death Wish, rent it.
Yeah, go see that.
Go see it.
Mm-hmm.
And toughen up a little bit, you pussies.
Yeah, go do something busy.
Now, here, this is interesting. New California declares independence from the rest of the state.
Mm. What happened?
Yeah, you know, that hooplehead fucking... was Brown?
Governor Brown, Jerry Brown.
That guy's a fucking loon.
Well, listen, he dumped Linda Ronstadt. Of course he's a loon.
That guy is a complete fucking loon. And they talk about President Trump having mental capacity.
No, this guy's been
If anybody's mental
so
capacity,
pot.
Him, that Maxine Waters, that cuckoo fucking lady.
Nuts.
Right? The one who wears the cowboy hat.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
The other one, that she needs to go.
Yeah.
Pelosi. Pelosi's a fucking loon. Schumer, you fucking two-faced fucking douchebag. This guy is like a pop singer.
Poison.
Schumer is a pop singer, fucking pop politician.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever lyrics sound good, he'll sing them. That fucking dumbass. And he's crying. I can't believe. You fucking idiot.
I'm surprised Marlon Brando didn't slap him and go, you're like a man.
Be a man.
Remember that scene?
Yeah,
he slaps
great.
Johnny Fontaine.
Yeah, the guy who can't get a job.
He's
complaining.
That's
a great
singer.
Scene, by the way, to put out the comics who go, I don't know, I'm not getting booked.
Right.
New California declares independence from the rest of state. Sacramento, with the reading of their own version of the Declaration of Independence, founders of the state of New California, took the first step to what they hope will eventually lead to statehood. And they don't want to leave the United States, just California.
Just California.
See, there you go. This is a breakup of the liberal nonsense. Other people are going, look, okay, enough's enough already.
They're kooky out there, man.
They're fucking loons.
They've been drinking too much wine.
They've been on that fucking sun coast.
Little
shakings of the earthquakes. They're not stable, these people.
They're petrified.
They're a bunch of fucking loons.
That whole state should break off.
No one would give a shit.
Make Arizona.
Every facadal, phony motherfucker would wash off into the ocean.
Right. In their black.
Do your fucking protest now.
In your black dresses on.
Yeah, with my nipples showing. I'm so against sexism. Anybody can see my nipple and my crotch?
Right. I can't.
What
can you
the
imagine
fuck?
That? Right.
It's bewildering. How can you come off holy as now? I want to do what I want to do, and you're supposed to handle it the way you're supposed to handle it.
And you're naked.
You can't go to a fat person and throw buttered popcorn in front of them, expect them not to eat it.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. If you put a bag of Oreos, double stuff, in my fridge, I don't give a fuck how much self-control I have. I'm going to eat the shit out of them things.
I have a tough time.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And we're not saying it's not. All we're saying is be fair. Be realistic. Don't be so fucking hypocritical.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? Just fucking, if it's sexual, that's right. There's too many pervs out there. A bunch of people thinking with their cocks. I get it, everybody. You know what? But guess what? You know, stop thinking with your titties.
We're hunters.
We're hunters. And we're gatherers.
And you're blowers.
Peter said that.
I don't know. Just kidding. Come on.
Yeah. The state of New California would incorporate most of the state's rural counties, leaving the urban coastal counties to the current state of California. Mm. There's something wrong when you have a rural county such as this one, and you go down to Orange County, which is mostly urban, and it has the same set of problems, and it has, and it happens because how the state is being governed by that dumbass, what's his name?
I don't know, Jerry Brown.
Jerry Brown.
Mm-hmm.
But unlike other separation movements in the past, the state of New California wants to do things by the book. Not like other Californians who think they're going to fucking do it the way they want. Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution and working with the state legislature to get it done, similar to the way the West Virginia was formed.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. I always wondered that, why West Virginia said, fuck it.
Yeah.
You won't let us fuck our own kids? We're out of here.
Right. Dry County? Hell no.
Hell no. We're going to drink. And despite obstacles, doubters, and obvious long odds, the group stands united in their statehood dream. So good luck to them. Anything to make that fucking California place less, it would be great.
Mm-hmm.
Those fucking people. But as a comic, you know, I had one of these realistic moments this weekend where, you know, if I really want to make it to the next level in comedy, I got to go to New York, I got to L.A.
Yeah.
I'm at that stage. Mm-hmm. It's, nothing else is going to happen anymore.
Right.
Where I'm at.
No.
You know, I'm going to just keep working on my shit, get more and more material. Mm-hmm. But I'm not moving to fucking California. New York, I could do.
Yeah.
You know?
Cold weather? I don't know if you could like the snow and shit.
I don't. That's the other thing. Well, listen, I'm not going to be stupid. I'm going to move there and...
And get a house with heat.
Yeah. And never go out.
Right.
Just saying.
Let's, hey, we want you to the improv tonight. Oh, you're kidding me? It's 16 degrees outside. I'm not fucking going there.
Who's got time? Anyway, speaking of time, that's all we have time here at the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
Wow, that's it?
That's it. I want to thank Peter Leonard for joining me today.
Well, thank you so much.
Been great.
Mm-hmm.
We had a good time today.
Yeah.
I want to thank everybody on Facebook Live for watching us today. And don't forget to share us as you watch us. Spread the word about the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. Go to wakeuplatewithdougieshow.podbean.com.
Yeah.
Donate $1 a month. You know, or you can dial one time, $10. You like the show. You're enjoying it. Help us out. Money goes to these guys.
I need some gas money. I'm not working right now.
Yeah.
Speaking of which,
I'll give you your first installment of $10.
Okay.
I'll give it to you. That's not bad, right? $10 for gas money to do a podcast?
It's great.
Anyway, by the way, big week this week. On Thursday night, I'm going to be at Anthony's in Cape Coral, Florida, along with myself, Chris Z, and Brian Coronado.
That's a nice show.
On Friday, I'm going to be at Old Soul Brewery in Fort Myers. Myself, Perry Sack, Chris Machado, a couple other people. Fort Myers on Friday. And then on Saturday night, me, myself, Perry Sack, and Brian Coronado are going to be in St. Augustine at Jackie Knight's Comedy Club. Hmm. We had to cancel our show on Sunday at Jaybird's.
Why?
Because the place was worried that there were the football, and it's going to be like 20 degrees in St. Augustine this weekend, and it's an outside venue.
Mm.
So I'm like, yeah, whatever. I'd rather come home. My wife's coming home Sunday anyway from a cruise.
Right, and you need to
wash the sheets and get rid of all the condoms.
Right.
You
still jerk off with condoms on?
Yeah, that's right. Thanks for helping me out on that one.
Yeah.
Anyway, guys, don't forget, do that. For more dates, go to DougieAlmeida.com. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Dougie Dangerous. Follow our show on Twitter at Wake Up Dougie. If you're on Twitter, do it right now. Go to Wake Up Dougie, follow the show.
Do it.
Peter Leonard?
Well, tomorrow night, as a matter of fact, I will be at Boca Resto on Federal Highway. I'm emceeing a show with the great Bear Webb. If you've ever seen Bear, you'll love him.
Yeah.
No, we love
great
Bear.
Dude.
She's great.
Great girl.
She's a very funny comedian. She's like I call her the female Sam Kinison.
Yeah. Very funny. Go to that show.
Go see that show. It's free. It's free. It's free.
By the way, no Wise Guys comedy show this week, but on Thursday, Goldfinger Comedy Club. I won't be there. Of course, I'm out of town. Your host will be Elgin David.
Nice.
Your feature will be Mike Charette from Orlando. Very funny guy. And our headliner, Dexter Angry. A very funny guy.
Oh, dude, I love that guy.
Dexter's great. So that's Thursday at Goldfinger Comedy Club, at Goldfinger Gentlemen's Club. The club is separate from the Gentlemen's Club, so come and enjoy the comedy. Open mic after for all you local comics. And go to our site, Open Mic Series at Goldfinger, because if you win... If you take the set of the night at an open mic, then you get into the top 10, where it's a contest who can feature
our
host.
Uh-huh.
So guess what? Then 10 out of the 10 people, we're going to pick 2 or 3 people to be regular hosts for our shows.
Yep, and you get to take the amputee dancer home.
It's a half off. Anyway, guys, thanks for watching, and we'll probably have a show this week along with Al Martin. We'll definitely be doing a show with me this week, probably tomorrow, him and I. And if Steve Marshall can make it, he can. If not, you'd have plenty of Steve Marshall. We can play with everything on the. Thanks, guys, for listening, and we'll see you sometime this week right here at the same spot. Take care.
People on Earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they traveled through the world on a silvery light. The people of the Earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. The beam of light hit the ground. Yes, the limits of imagination. To the door, to the world.